The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and his United Nations raiders are aboard an aircraft carrier in the Pacific, awaiting confirmation of their orders to proceed to China. Jim received special permission to accompany a Navy ace on an assignment. On his return, he and the whole band were placed under technical arrest. One of the raiders is accused of treason. This man, whose nickname is Frenchie, insists on his innocence. At this moment, the commander of the carrier is trying to reason with Frenchie.
Maybe you're right, Futan. Suppose you tell me how you look at it.
I have done nothing. Therefore, I have nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, the Army's wireless said they had proof.
How can they have what
does not... Monsieur, please, hand me that blanket.
Another chill?
Oui. They come oftener now.
Here.
Thank you. That is better.
Your forehead's like an oven.
I would be all right.
Guard, bring the prisoner 2 changes of clothes. That's all.
I must have sweat 5 gallons this morning.
You better let me have you taken to sick bay, Futan.
Oh, if I touch of malaria, that would be like taking ether to have one's nails filed.
Just the same, that fever's got to be checked before it gets any higher.
Believe me, monsieur, it is nothing. I'm better already.
Now, Frenchie, won't you tell me what this charge against you is all about?
Whatever the charge, it can mean nothing, because I have done nothing.
Well, then why let your friends be punished?
My friends?
Yes, the rest of Bradley's raiders, including Jungle Jim himself. Now, they're all under technical arrest, Futan.
But why?
Possibly to testify against you.
But in that case, monsieur, you will agree they are no friends of mine. We speak in the circles, monsieur. Could I see Kolu?
Kolu? Is he the Malayan?
Oui.
Sure, I'll take you to him. How's that?
That is good. I am a little shaky on my feet.
Yeah. Hey, sure are shaky.
Oui. Another chill coming on. That will pass.
Now, to the right, Futan. I'll send word to that guard that you're in my custody.
It was her idea. She was a brilliant woman, monsieur.
Hmm? What's that? Who was?
Hey, Louise. It worked every time, too. That is, I'm not sure about the last time.
What are you talking about?
I did not see her after that, you see. I looked, but she had gone. It was no place for a white woman, anyway.
Eloise, eh? What was her last name, Futan?
So, just as I suspected, you are of the police.
Oh, now, look, old man, I tell you...
You think I will betray her, Cochon? Never, never, I must warn her. I must warn her!
Hey, Hello, where do you think you're...
I am coming, Eloise. They will not catch you while I am here.
Futan. Futan, you fool. Do you realize what you... Hey, my gun. The idiot took my gun.
Still anxious to befriend Jungle Jim, the skipper hurries to Jim's quarters before spreading the alarm. We'll see how Jim reacts in just a moment. Do you know how many people see the Comic Weekly every Sunday? Well, it brings fun-filled moments to 15 million readers here on the home front. According to recent surveys, with men in the armed forces, too, the comics top the list of preferred reading. And the Comic Weekly is America's favorite funnies. Its beloved characters are old friends, pals who never let you down. Men and women in their 30s and 40s can boast a lifelong companionship with Jiggs and Maggie, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, the Cats and Jammers. Younger folks in their 20s have been friends since childhood with Blondie, Popeye, Flash Gordon, Little Annie Rooney, Donald Duck, and Skippy. And readers in their teens look forward to such boon companions as the Phantom, Prince Valiant, the Lone Ranger, Buzz Sawyer. Now, one of the 15 great Sunday papers which distribute the Comic Weekly brings it to this city. So ask for it on Sunday. You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to an aircraft carrier in the Pacific and Jungle Jim.
Here we are, Kolo. Right here. All right, God, let us in.
Kolo.
Jim.
Oh, welcome sight, even under present circumstances.
And the commander.
As you are, Jim. And here's a friend, and believe me, you need one.
What's this all about, sir? There's some scuttlebutt around that one of our raiders is accused of treason.
I'm
That's ridiculous.
Afraid it's true, Jim.
Frenchy, Glenn.
Frenchy? Oh, somebody's kidding you, sir.
I'm afraid not.
Then insanity has afflicted every member of the raiders. Frenchy has fought with us. He has saved my life many times.
Jim, with me too.
Frenchy, a traitor? Oh, you'll never make us believe that, sir. Tell me, where's he now?
That's what I'm hoping you'll find out.
What's that?
Well, he wanted to see Kolo, and I was bringing him myself. But he suddenly went berserk, knocked me down, and stole my gun.
Frenchy, no do this.
If you're calling me a liar...
Easy, Kolo. You'd better apologize to the skipper.
I not mean you liar, but me no Frenchy. By and by, Frenchy fella apologize to him.
Will you release us on parole, sir? Will you give us a chance to find him before you spread the alarm?
That's what I came for, Jim. He's got to be found before nightfall. Doesn't give you much time.
Kolo catch fine idea where him be.
Well, good luck to you. Take him to his quarters when you find him. No, here. This pass key may come in handy.
Thanks, Skipper.
Give it back to me this evening.
Yes, sir. And thanks very much for this chance.
Well, I wouldn't have these gold stripes if it weren't for you, Jim. Better get started. Oh, guard. These men are released on their own parole until further notice. Report to your deck officer.
Your consideration will not be forgotten, sir. And now, Kolo, what is this brainstorm of yours?
Not been far. You come along.
I cannot conceive of Frenchy knocking down the commander and taking his gun.
Well, he was coming down with malaria when we left Java, Singh. Might have done anything if it was delirious.
Lieutenant Jensen, Lieutenant Jensen. Report to Captain Wilson in the ready room, please.
Yeah, sounds like Whitey Jensen's got another party lined up.
Us go this way, down steps.
Yeah, but Kolo, according to that sign, this leads to the galley.
You catch right, Sing Lee.
Boy, smell that coffee.
Lucky things them been busy at coffee grinder. No see us.
What if they do? We're not under arrest anymore.
Tuan, you spoil everything. Make turn now, down this corridor. Yeah,
but it leads nowhere, Kolo.
You see.
Looks like a dead end to me.
No, small door here. The inside entrance from big icebox.
Icebox?
Most coolest place on whole ship. Frenchy and me find them last night. Keep plenty cool.
Open it up, Sam.
The door is locked.
Door not been locked last night. Maybe so Frenchy come here... Crawl in, lock door, Twan.
Maybe. We'll see if this pass key fits.
It fits, but will it open?
It will and it did, Sing. Oh, boy, that is cool, isn't it, huh? Frenchy? Frenchy, you in here?
Light switch over door on right, Twan.
A most appetizing sight. Look at the row of chickens.
Oh, never mind that. Frenchy isn't here.
Me catch wrong, Twan. Waste time. Plenty sorry. Was sure him come to cool hiding place.
Perhaps he did just the opposite. He may be in the boiler room.
That's an idea, Singh. But I'd like to make a stop on the way.
You go ahead, Kolo. Where, Jim?
The last place you'd ordinarily think of looking for him. In his own quarters.
But there's a guard at the door.
No. Skipper fella, send guard for catch him dry clothes after Frenchy get the malaria chill.
Watch your heads. The ceiling's low here. And that's another thing. You don't feel like traveling with malaria chills.
It will do no harm to look, Jim. But remember, if he is delirious, he is not aware of what he does.
And it's down to the left here, isn't it?
Shorter, straight ahead, then turn left.
Okay, Colo.
I would give much to know who accuses Frenchy of treason.
And why?
Fella make big mistake. Frenchy no be traitor.
Of course not, Cole. But he must know what it's all about. Why won't he tell anybody?
Maybe so him tell me.
Hope so. We can't help him unless we know what we're helping him against.
Here been Francis door.
Is it locked?
Locked.
Well, I guess I was wrong. The sense you wouldn't lock this.
You are wrong, Jim. Someone is in there.
Excuse me, Colo. Let me try this pass key. Listen.
Great one. Do not fear, Louise, my petite. They will never take you while I am here.
Frenchie.
Keep away. We have done nothing to be ashamed of. Oh,
of course not. So put that gun down, will you?
You think you are clever, huh? You try to trick Eloise and me, huh? Dog of a dog.
Frenchie, listen to me. It's Bradley, Jim Bradley.
You are the police. Do not come near or I shoot.
He means it, Jim.
Yeah. Delirium or no delirium? He's too good a shot to fool with.
Who been Eloise?
Don't know, Colo. Somebody mighty important to Frenchie, whoever she is.
Okay, I talk.
Sure, Colo. You're his best friend.
Watch his gun, Colo.
No, me watch him and I. Frenchie, you think maybe me be from police also too?
Eloise, look. This Colo, the man I told you about.
Me come for help you, boy.
I knew you would, my friend.
You look so tired, Frenchie. So tired. Eloise, her say you much tired too. Maybe so you rest now. Colo, stay on watch.
Yes. I had no one I could trust before. You take the gun, Colo. Here.
Okay, I take gun. Yes. Eloise, you rest too.
Yes. Yes, my petite. Get some rest. Colo will protect us. Colo will not let anything harm.
Excellent, Colo.
We'd better send for the doctor.
Tanjim, you hear what him say. Colo protect him. This be so. Me do this.
Of course, Colo. But he needs care. I'll send the doctor.
Doctor, no care about Frenchie. Only Colo care.
We are all as fond of him as you are, Colo.
Not only that, but we're staking our whole future on him. When Frenchie goes on trial, the raiders will be on trial with him.